Good morning. Following our service this morning, we will be having our confirmation public exam and questioning of our three confirmands. It'll be taking place downstairs in our undercroft. So if you can join us for that, it would be a wonderful time for us to encourage them and also be reminded of the faith that we ourselves were confirmed in. Also, this coming week, I'll be away at a pastor's conference from Tuesday through Thursday. So if you have any pastoral needs, please feel free to contact our office, and we'll be able to get a pastor to help you out. And also, since I'm gone, we will be postponing our Wednesday 2 p.m. service and Bible study, but we'll pick it up again the following week. The Old Testament reading for this day of Pentecost is from the 37th chapter of Ezekiel. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out in the spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the middle of the valley. It was full of bones. And he led me around among them. Behold, there were very many on the surface of the valley, and behold, they were very dry. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, you know. Then he said to me, Prophesy over these bones, and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will cause flesh to come upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live. And you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a sound. And behold, a rattling. And the bones came together, bone to its bone. And I looked, and behold, there were sinews on them. And flesh had come upon them. And skin had covered them. But there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, Prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, Thus says the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood on their feet, an exceedingly great army. Then he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, Our bones are dried up, and our hope is lost. We are clean cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, Thus says the Lord God, Behold, I will open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people, and I will bring you into the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people. And I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live. And I will place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. I have spoken, and I will do it, declares the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Our second reading is from the second chapter of Acts. When the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place. And suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting, and divided tongues as a fire appeared to them and rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And at the sound, the multitude came together, and they were bewildered, because each one was hearing them speak in his own language. And they were amazed and astonished, saying, Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us in his own native language? Parthians and Medes and Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabians. We hear them telling in our own tongues the mighty works of God. And all were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others, mocking, said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, lifted up his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and give ear to my words, for these men are not drunk as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was uttered through the prophet Joel. And in the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even on my male servants and female servants, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in the heavens above, and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the day of the Lord comes, the great and magnificent day. And it shall come to pass that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." This is the word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 15th and 16th chapter. Jesus said, "When the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness about me. And you also will bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. I did not say these things to you from the beginning because I was with you. Now I am going to him who sent me. And none of you asks me, 'Where are you going?' But because I've said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. Concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father, and you will see me no longer. Concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. And he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. Therefore I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The prophet Ezekiel showed us a picture of ourselves this morning. He showed us a very sobering picture of our bodies. In this vision, the prophet Ezekiel saw all of God's people, but they weren't walking and talking. They weren't laughing and playing. All of God's people, all people, were dead. And they were long dead. All of God's people were so long gone that they were just a pile of dried up bones. Bones bleached white from the sun. Dried up, dead for a very long time. Lifeless. That was Ezekiel's vision of God's people. That's what Ezekiel saw of us. Of all of us, one day. We heard another reading this morning that gave us a glimpse, not into our bodies, but into our souls. Today on Pentecost, the disciples of Jesus were all together in one place. It had been 50 days since the death and resurrection of Jesus. And what were they doing? Were they out telling the whole world all the great things Jesus did? No. They were still hiding 50 days later. They were hiding because they were afraid. They were still praying not to be found by the Romans. They were shaking in fear. The next knock on the door would mean they would be crucified just like Jesus was. Their spirits were dried up, lifeless, dead. Their spirits had no courage in them. They were the very opposite of how God wanted them to be. Their spirits were only worrying about themselves, only worrying about their own safety. Instead of having spirits turned outward toward God and what God wanted, they were turned inward upon themselves, only thinking about themselves. It's quite a picture Ezekiel showed us today of our bodies dried up and dead. And we can be reminded of ourselves in that pile of dried up bones. After all, if it were not for God, what would any of our bodies really be like? And just take our good health away, and what are we really? Just a pile of dried up bones. If you stop our hearts from beating for just 10 minutes, stop our lungs from breathing, even just for 10 minutes, and what's going to happen to all of us? We die. We're really not much more than a pile of dried up bones by ourselves. We can also see ourselves and those disciples hiding out in a room with locked doors. If it became illegal in our country just to be a Christian, would we also hide? But who needs to make Christianity illegal to be quiet? We can be quiet all by ourselves with no one pointing a gun to our heads. Think about it. When was the last time you actually spoke about Christ to someone? Someone who was not in your family, not a member of your own church. All of us can do a pretty good job of locking ourselves away. We don't need anyone to do it to us. When it comes to speaking about Christ, the giver of life to this dying world we're living in, we can be pretty good at shutting the door of our mouths, locking it, and throwing away the key. What a picture we can be. Dried up bones and weak disciples. What a picture. But even though that is very often who we are and how we are, Jesus has not left you that way, has he? I hope you realize you have not been left like that. None of you have been. Today, Jesus spoke and said this: "The Holy Spirit will take what is mine and declare it to you." The Holy Spirit will take everything Jesus did in his crucifixion and give his death to you, so you can be certain your sins really are put to death. And the Holy Spirit will take everything that Jesus has done for you in his resurrection. And the Spirit will remind you every day that because Jesus has risen from the dead, you will rise also. And we desperately need to be reminded of that resurrection, don't we? Because deep down, what are we really? We're not much more than a pile of dried up bones and a bunch of weak disciples. But with Christ, you are so much more than that. Because of Christ, you are not dried up bones anymore. You are alive. And because of Christ, you are not weak disciples hiding away. You can be courageous. Because of Christ. It's true, the prophet Ezekiel said that we are like a pile of dried up bones. And because of death, that is true. But you are also so much more than that, aren't you? You are so much more. When Jesus died on the cross, he paid for every single one of our sins. And whenever sin is removed, death is removed also. Wherever there is forgiveness of sins, there is also life and salvation. One day in the resurrection, Jesus will call out to our dried up bones. And those bones will be ordered to come back together again. One day, the Spirit of Jesus will speak to your muscles and tendons and order them to reattach. One day, the Spirit of Jesus will order flesh to encase your body once more and skin. And on that day, the Spirit of Jesus, the Holy Spirit, will breathe into your nostrils the breath of life, and you will no longer be dead, but you will be alive again. Even right now, the Spirit of Jesus into which you were baptized is living and breathing inside of you, a life that's never going to end. The Holy Spirit, which Jesus has given to you, is already claiming that your body, with its dried up bones, belong to Jesus, and he will resurrect them. And that's just our bodies. Look at our souls. When that Holy Spirit came on Pentecost, it propelled those disciples to unlock the doors, throw away the key, and go out into this world speaking of Jesus Christ and his resurrection from the dead. I'm sure they had moments when they were afraid or nervous or worried about what to say. But that doesn't matter anymore. They had the Spirit of Christ. What in this world could possibly stand in their way? And you also have the same Spirit of Christ. Think about that. You have the same Holy Spirit that washed over those disciples 2,000 years ago. You have the same Spirit of Christ that can be bold in speaking of his resurrection to others, even when you would prefer to just be quiet and hide away. You have the same Holy Spirit, a Spirit that is encouraging you to remain faithful to Christ no matter what happens in this short life, because the life to come is so much greater than this life, and so much longer than this life, and so much more lasting than this very brief life. Later this morning at our 10:30 service, we will be celebrating the confirmation of 3 young members of our congregation. And today they will confess to remain faithful to Christ even unto death, a death Christ will conquer with his resurrection. It's always my pleasure to teach confirmation, but especially on a day like today, Pentecost, I'm reminded that it wasn't really me who was teaching them the faith. It was not me who was leading their classes, really. It was not me who was checking their memory work. Because for the past 2 years, it was the Holy Spirit who's been moving all around them through the words they've been learning. The Holy Spirit has been teaching them to believe Jesus' death and resurrection was done all for them. It's by the Holy Spirit that today they will soon confess before this congregation that they believe in Jesus Christ. And it is by the Holy Spirit himself that they will, by God's grace, remain faithful to Christ, even unto death. On this Pentecost Sunday, may we all rejoice that our Lord Jesus Christ has sent his Holy Spirit to constantly pour into all of our hearts and souls everything that Jesus has done for us in his death and resurrection. It's all yours now. And may we always remember and confess that our Lord will continue to breathe his Spirit into our dry bones and our weak spirits to invigorate all of us with life and courage right now and for all eternity. Amen. And now may the peace of our God, which surpasses our understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.